Thursday's atrocities in Pakistan may well have been a tipping point. Thousands are staging sit-ins in Quetta and across the country. In London, a spontaneous solidarity vigil at the Pakistani embassy late Friday turned into a demonstration of hundreds throughout the night. By Saturday afternoon, dozens were still there. It was Wajahat and a friend who first came down.
When we looked at the people standing protesting those killings, we decided we will not stay in the room, we'll not just stay in our house. We decided to go out to make our point that we are supporting our brothers, our sisters who are standing in Quetta in Pakistan protesting against killings.
Many of those who have joined the sit-in have lost loved ones at the hands of these terrorist attacks. Their grief is clear.
My first cousin's husband was shot dead in front of her while they were shopping, simply because he is a Shia.
I have 16 Shaheed in my family. Every day we are waiting for next Shaheed. We demand safety. Our children are innocent. What are their sin? What are their sin?
2012 was the deadliest year ever for Shia Muslims in Pakistan. Many of the attacks were carried out by Lashkar-e-Jangvi, an extremist group that claimed responsibility for Thursday's bombing. The group has strong ties with the Taliban.
All of these terrorists and all of these Taliban, Pakistani Taliban, the Lashkar-e-Jangvi, the Lashkar-e-Tayyiba, all of these Takfiri elements, Sipah-e-Sahaba, they've always had foreign intervention. They've always had help from many of the foreign countries in means of dollars, in means of ammunition, in means of killing the Shias, and they're implementing a foreign agenda in Pakistan.
Many people here believe the spike in violence is part of a wider agenda to stoke sectarianism, fueled by radical elements, funded by hostile regimes.
A police report has said that 90 cases of shootings that were done amongst the Shias and the Sunnis were done using the same weapon. That means there are darker forces working inside Pakistan right now that are deliberately trying to create enmity and hatred within the Muslim community.
By nightfall, the crowds swell to their hundreds again. And these demonstrators say they are not going anywhere.
The anger and pain of these protesters is evident. Many are grieving the loss of loved ones. Others have come to show their solidarity. They say they will not leave until something concrete is done to stop the massacre of Shia Muslims in Pakistan. Nargis Mobaleghi, Press TV, London.